Let me give you an example of how one of Christ's community's own put these skills into practice. In the middle of last year, Jordan Newhouse sent me an email. There's Jordan at Arizona State University. She sent me an email that said this: "Tonight I saw a movie that made me ask myself the question, if I believe God's not dead, but the people around me will be sooner or later, what am I doing about it? This question made me think of the one you posed to your colleagues at Beefy's. I had read all three newsletters some time ago, but went back and reread them tonight. I believe I need to talk to someone tomorrow, start a conversation with a stranger, and see where God leads it." I love her urgency in this email. I need to do this tomorrow. Tim, in his newsletter, suggested Starbucks. You suggested not going alone. My friend and I are going out tomorrow, and she suggested Starbucks. So all that to say, would you please pray for me and my friend that we would be bold to follow God's leading? I'm asking you in writing because if I do, then I'll have to update you. So it's for accountability. Now, the story of Beefy's on the Green that Jordan was referring to was very special to me. I had been sitting with some colleagues at this restaurant north of San Antonio, Texas, Beefy's on the Green. I love that name. We were a group of Christian friends from different backgrounds. Our common ground was that we did ministry together. So we were sitting on the patio. We began discussing theology. It started to get heated. The food was long gone by then, and we were still debating theology. It was becoming contentious. And at one point, I got a little bit fed up, and I pushed my chair back, and I said, "I can't help but think that we're sitting here debating theology. Well, there's a whole bunch of people in that restaurant back there who are going to hell. I think we should go talk to some of them." So I stood up, turned around, and then I realized I didn't know what I was going to do. I took my water cup, and I went to get some water. And I walked by all these people, and my own words were ringing in my head. These people are going to hell. And I was trying to figure out how to start a conversation with someone, and I turned around, started to walk back out on the patio, and my friend John Mishner, who now works with Oklahomans United for Life, he's already having conversations with people. I walk out there and ask him what's going on, and he said, "I'm doing a poll about who God is, and I've already talked to this table," and this young man came out, and we started talking to him, and then another of his friends came over. We had a great conversation about God for a little while, and we also ended up talking about abortion. So that's the story that Jordan was referencing. Just trying to give a sense that we can go out and start a conversation, and maybe that might be the most important thing that we could do. So I was excited about Jordan's email, but I was even more excited to get excited by her next email. She followed through. She said this: "My friend and I did go to Starbucks and talked with two people. The first conversation lasted only a couple of minutes, but the second was longer, about a half hour. I asked Kristen if I could sit with her, and she said I could. To dive into the conversation, I said, 'Last night I went to see a movie with a couple of friends, and it got me thinking. I wanted to ask a complete stranger a question just to get a different perspective. The movie was called God's Not Dead. What do you think of that idea? Is God dead?' Basically, her answer was that it depends on what you believe. You can choose what to believe, it will affect your life, but it can be different from what someone else believes, and it's all good." That's the sort of thing she kept coming back to as we talked about everything from how things were created to what happens after you die. It was a very interesting conversation with good give and take. I left her my email, so maybe it will continue. She did say she thought it was cool that I was crazy enough to start the conversation. What I love here is Jordan says there was good give and take. This girl would not have sat with her for 30 minutes talking to a stranger if Jordan didn't use the three essential skills and ask a lot of clarifying questions and listen to understand her and try to find common ground when she could. Now, this small act of Jordan's illustrates really the ultimate goal of Justice for All, which is repeat work, or creating a different kind of conversation in everyday life. We call it repeat work because it's the end of a training program for us. It's the third step in a training program. She had to go through a very purposeful program to develop the skills that allowed her to be confident enough to start that conversation. She started here at Christ Community in a seminar that we call Abortion from Debate to Dialogue. You'll see some pictures that'll come up in a moment. So she started in a seminar, a seat work event, we call it. Seat work because sometimes you're sitting, but a lot of the time you're interacting. It's very interactive. I think it's impossible to fall asleep in our seminar. It's about 5 hours long. Today we'll be having one here as well. At 12:30 it will start in the Family Life Center. So she started with seat work, but then she went out on campus. And there you can see her with her sister Mariah, another JFA volunteer. Then she went out with us to a university campus to do outreach. And there she is. Go back one slide. There she is, next to the person in the white hat. She's listening to Trent Horn, her mentor, on open mic. So she's listening first. We don't throw people into the deep end, but we do encourage them to then have their own conversations, which she did that day. Actually, go back one slide. You can see her behind the free speech board talking to somebody. She has a hat on. That was very cold that day. One of the colder Tucson days, I think, that you've ever had. I think that trip we might have had snow. In any case, she did a lot of feet work, practice. Over and over, she came out to campus with us to various campus outreach events. And then she also did some outreach at the Pima County Fair. And I may not be getting all of the places where she did outreach, just countless hours of outreach that she did to develop those skills. So how did she do that? Through this purposeful program that we call seat work, then feet work, ending up with repeat work. So lots of practice, and JFA's training program helped to make the difference for Jordan, but that wasn't it. There was this great support structure that she had of her family and friends, people here at Christ Community Church, the JFA Tucson volunteer group led by Paul and Cheryl Wilson and other volunteers like Annelle Stevenson and the support of so many others here at the church. So isn't it fun to see Jordan now deciding to work for Justice for All? And she's actually just decided to work for another year. She's raising support to do that. I'm really happy about that, and I think you should be too, because think of it. You're sending out one of your own to train Christians around the country to have these kinds of conversations. These kinds of conversations that change hearts and save lives. Yes, thank you. Justice for All wants to say thank you, Christ Community, for your partnership over the years. We're really eager to see it continue.